his arms are open wide. This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station. Welcome to Wednesday Live, a production of WCNO Christian Radio, sponsored in part by Treasure Coast Christian Alliance. David wrote in Psalm 145, verses 11 and 12, "They tell of the glory of your kingdom and speak of your might, so that all people may know of your mighty acts and the glorious splendor of your kingdom." That's the vision of Wednesday Live, to edify, inspire, to comfort, to encourage, and to bless you. Let's see what God has in store for us today.
Oh God of revival, let hope arise, death is overcome.
And good morning and welcome to Wednesday Live. So glad that you are joining us today. And Karen, we are missing part of our team this morning.
We certainly are. The best part of our team.
What do you mean the best part of our team?
Yeah.
Well,
the most humorous and word, what's that word thing?
He's a wordsmith for
wordsmith,
sure.
Wordsmith, yes.
Yeah, David Francoeur, we're lifting you up in prayer today for total healing. And not just for David, but also for any and all of you who may be on your way to see doctors, or maybe you're in a hospital, maybe you're in a nursing home, or maybe you're at home and you are in recovery, or maybe you are waiting on a diagnosis. You know,
yes.
Karen, that can be kind of an issue, waiting on a diagnosis.
Yes, I think we've all been through that.
We've been through that, yeah.
Just like waiting on God, you know, you just want that answer right away.
Right, and we want a good answer, too.
Yes.
And, of course, you know, when you have symptoms and stuff going on, maybe in your body or in someone's body that you love, maybe a spouse or a child or another relative, it can be a real challenge. And, of course, as my wife often says, we have God in our life, and how do people make it without having a relationship with Jesus Christ? I don't believe they make it. I think they just stumble from stump to stump and pit to pit and hole to hole.
Mm-hmm.
And God does lift us up and carry us, and we thank the Lord for that. And so we are going to lift up our brother who is in recovery at this point, Dave, and we thank God for Dave. He's a blessing to us here at WCNO, and many of you have learn to love Dave and all of our staff here. Karen and Sherry also is a part of our team, and it is a blessing. You know, I was talking with a gentleman this morning who had some surgeries in the past, and the doctors were saying, we believe that this condition perhaps has returned and it might be worse, and that, you know, you may be in a critical situation. And then along with that, he ended up contracting from a tick, the Lyme disease, which, you know, down here in Florida, I don't hear a lot about that, but in the north, some areas, it's really bad. But I guess that really takes your strength away, too. So it's a real battle. And he was in the hospital with this. It was a real tough run for him. And he was just, I spoke with him this morning earlier, and he was sharing how they have reevaluated and determined that that he did not have the return of the big C.
Okay.
And so, you know, he had lived with this as word spoken over him. And so as we start our Wednesday Live this morning, I welcome you all here to WCNO in Palm City, Florida, and to Wednesday Live. We gather like this every Wednesday at 11. I want to just encourage you to speak words of life over one another, speak the word of God over one another, and do not be too quick to accept the negative words and the diagnosis that may be thrown at you. I know this brother's a man of God, and he's ready to meet the Lord. You know, it's not like he's not saying, you know, I'm afraid to die or I don't want to go to heaven. He was just saying, you know, I want the Lord's will in my life, and probably a lot of you grew up with that as well. But I would just encourage you to go back to the Word, find out what the Word of God has to say, and then stand on the Word of God. And I know, Karen, prayer and share is coming, and we always share scriptures during prayer and share. But I am moved to go to Psalm 91 this morning. I'm just going to read it again, and I believe this is perhaps the New Living Translation. And I want to just read it this morning and want to just speak these words of comfort and life over our state as we begin our program today. Those who live in the shelter of the Most High will find rest in the shadow of the Almighty. This I declare about the Lord. He alone is my refuge, my place of safety. He is my God, and I trust him. For he will rescue you from every trap and protect you from the deadly disease. He will cover you with his feathers. He will shelter you in it with his wings. His faithful promises are your armor and protection. Do not be afraid of the terrors of the night, nor the arrow that flies in the day. Do not dread the disease that stalks in the darkness, nor the disaster that strikes at midday. Though 1,000 fall at your side, though 10,000 are dying around you, these evils will not touch you. Just open your eyes and see how the wicked are punished. If you make the Lord your refuge, if you make the Most High your shelter, no evil will conquer you. No plague will come near your home, your dwelling, for he will order his angels to protect you wherever you go. They will hold you up with their hands, so you won't even hurt your foot on a stone. You will trample upon lions and cobras. You will crush fierce lions and serpents under your feet. And the Lord says, I will rescue those who love me. I will protect those who trust in my name. When they call upon me, I will answer. I will be with them in trouble. I will rescue them and honor them. I will reward them with long life. Amen. And give them my salvation. This is the word of the Lord. Father, as we open up today with Wednesday Live, we want to just give thanks and praise to you that you are our mighty Redeemer. You are Yeshua. You are our Lord and Master, and you have conquered Satan and death and hell and the grave and sickness and disease, and you are Lord of our life, and we rejoice in you this morning. Father, lift up those who have hands that are hanging down. Lift up the hands that are hanging down, too weak. Lord, raise them up. Raise them up in praise today. Strengthen the weak and the feeble knees and give life and strength to us. I guess, Father, I'm praying that you just bring along a little extra pep for our steps so we can rejoice in the fullness of our God. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So, Brother David, we commit you into the hands of the wonderful healer, the great physician who is taking care of you today, as well as many friends. You know, Karen, I've heard of a number of people who have been diagnosed with COVID again.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we just need to rebuke it, yes, in the name of the Lord and say no. You know, and if you've been diagnosed with that, I want to tell you there are treatments that will absolutely knock that thing right out of your body, and the Lord is your healer. And so I would encourage you to, if you need help, get the help you need, and understand that there are solutions to many of these things, and God has given us answers. We just need to receive the word of the Lord. So God bless you and strengthen you today. Karen, I do have a couple things, but I think you have something that I'd like you to share, and then we're going to put a call out in just a moment to John Nelson.
Yes, we have. Actually, can I talk about the update on Eli real quick?
Oh, sure, do it.
So we had prayed for Eli last week, and you know, the information we have is, I think he's a 5 or 6 year old that
just a child
has cancer, and you know, so we had prayed for him last week. So I got this note from Kim Stryker, who was the one who called it in. And this is from the family. I'll just read it how they wrote it. Said, we got to the hospital parking garage, and Chris, apparently his father, was getting Eli's disability stroller chair out of their van. He said they want them to start wheeling him around the third floor and to get his body used to moving around. His oxygen level is now at 5, which is equivalent to the atmosphere at their house. They have an oxygen machine and a tank at their house. Everything is looking closer to getting him home. Today starts the 7th week since he got here. They're starting the lowering of the steroids, and this has always been a challenge. Every time they have lowered it, something else comes up to raise it back. I praise God, and I pray that for his plan, that there are no more changes.
Amen.
So we just come in agreement with the family. Amen. That he, when he gets to go home, he's going to be able to stay home.
Strength and healing and deliverance and a great testimony. A great testimony. And we all have those testimonies. I know you have testimonies in your life of healings and also miracles.
Amen.
We have both. And God does both. I received in the mail, and I probably should have given these to you, Karen. You could have probably handled them maybe better than I might. But Robert, a dear friend from Vero Beach, along with a recent donation, some mornings when I tune into your station, there is no one, just static noise.
Oh, boy.
Evening time, I can pick up regular airing of programs. Robert, I want to thank you for sending us the donation, and also making note of that, and I'm going to address that in just a moment. But I also have a note that has come to us from Liam, and I believe he sent this maybe by email. And actually, we've received more than one from him. But he's saying, are you aware that sometimes your radio is not on? Question mark, right? And that's all in parentheses. You know, it's not on. Frequently, it is just static, both for me and other neighbors in Jupiter. This morning from 7:30 to 8 a.m., just static. By 10 a.m., it was okay, and this was back on the 22nd. Let me just tell you a part of what's going on. We are a station that broadcasts out of Palm City, and then we have our tower that is west of town, kind of out in the middle of nowhere, headed out toward the Indian Town area. And so it's west of Stewart, and we actually rent space on this tower for our broadcast. And over the last 2 weeks, at least in recent days, and probably for another week or so, we are going to continue to potentially have power down. You may not be getting the station as strong. The signal has been cut significantly, because when they work on the tower, on other people's equipment, it's not our equipment that's a problem at this point, thank God. We do have some equipment out there we're going to be repairing in the next few days, but it's not our equipment that's the problem. We have other there are many other companies that have equipment on the tower, and when they work on this tower, it's a 1200 foot tower. We're up about 600 feet with our signal, but they have to go up past our signal. They're working on it. They have to drop the power, because it is too much power for someone to work around. It just it's not safe, so they have to drop everybody's signal that's on the tower when work is in process. And actually, we did have a loose cable, and that's going to be repaired. And we have a major broadcast tube, K Karen, that we are waiting to receive.
Waiting patiently.
Well,
impatiently.
I have been a little impatient. I'm more patient today because I'm told that we should expect to receive that maybe today, but certainly by tomorrow. And then once that comes in, now this is it's a piece of equipment that sends out a strong signal to our entire audience. And when this tube started dying, which it's been it's been marching the slow death now, and our equipment has been out for repair, the replacement, the backup, and so we're expecting to receive that any day. And so you know, we were off the air the other day for several hours, and that happened, I believe, on a Sunday night into a Monday morning. And I, you know, sometimes due to conditions that have maybe weather, maybe other power issues at the tower, that does affect our signal. But WCNO is committed to lifting up Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And so if we have technical difficulties, or I hate to admit it, Karen, but once in a while we have staff error. Rare.
Yes.
Because you all are,
but
so
you can tell the difference, if I may.
Yes.
When you hear the static, you know that it's something going on with the power.
Tower. Yep. Power or tower.
When you hear just dead air with nothing, that perhaps
might be us.
Could be a staff issue.
It could be a staff error. So the number, let's give the number out, because our phones are hopefully going to be working, and it is possible for us to be off the air and not know it for a few moments. So give us a call.
Yes, and that number is 888-221-8990. 888-221-8990. We do have some people that call and let us know.
That's awesome.
And but if it's 3 o'clock in the morning, you know, none of us are here. So
that's true. We are doing what I trust you all are doing, and that's sleeping, unless you're working through the night. Prayer and share is coming. Karen, it's coming soon.
Yes.
You're going.
I'm going.
And prayer and share is coming, but
yes,
you will return.
I will return.
Right. Yes. You have a little time off.
I wouldn't miss it for the world.
No, not for certainly not for the world. So prayer and share is coming. To those of you who have not yet sent in your donation from this current season, every 6 months, we come with a major fundraising event. And so October will be the time we'll be back on air with that. You're going to be hearing some promotional spots that we make, Karen, as staff. We'll be making you aware of what's coming up. That will start, I think it's on the 3rd of October, and it will run for 2 weeks or as long as it needs to run to fully meet the budget. And we want to thank all of you who give and have given to make this ministry possible. And if you're keeping the numbers together, let me just give you a total: $195,487 is how much has actually come through our mail right here at the station since the beginning of Prayer and Share. And so we want to thank all of you. That is not quite the budget, but in fact, the budget is going to be going up this time. We do have a lot of equipment that is aged. The engineer told me the other day, Karen, that we need to have $100,000 set aside to replace equipment with. And so that's something that we're trusting the Lord that we will be able to start setting some of that aside, so we will not have difficulty. We'll be able to very smoothly keep our equipment up to date. Now, things have been running a long time. I've had people say, you know, I don't talk to any stations that have this old of equipment, you know, and say, well, God's blessed our equipment. We thank God for that.
And I think that's, you know, credit to when Tom was here. You know, he was very fastidious about maintenance and upkeep and just, you know, really keeping on top of things. You know, he had a lot of other, you know, those radios and stuff that he had here. He was just very good with keeping things running rather than replacing.
Sure, all the maintenance. And I guess I can't say lean and mean. I'll say lean and blessed. We run things on a lean and blessed basis. I do have something in my hand, Karen. We're not going to be giving these away today, but I want you to be listening because we are going to be giving away, I believe I only have three of these, and it is the NIV Country Gospel New Testament on CD, and it comes in this nice little pack. And so we're going to have these available. Maybe we'll give them away during prayer and share, but I do have a few of those. And I also just wanted to mention, be on the lookout. Jonathan Kahn has a new book coming out. It is The Return of the Gods. And if you have read any of Jonathan Kahn's books, you know that they are full of prophetic insight and understanding. And they may read a bit as if there's a novel to a story, but it's all about the Word of God and what's taking place right now. And so I just got my copy. It's sort of hot off the press. We don't have an interview set up yet with Jonathan. Hopefully we'll have that information shortly, and we are hopeful that he'll be able to work us into his schedule again as he has in the past. All right, Karen, I want you to cover that. I'm going to put a call out to John Nelson, see if we can get him online and just talk a little bit about the opioid tragedy that's taking place in our nation.
That's right. And we have a note here from the Martin County, Martin County hosts a town hall to share resources in the fight against the opioid crisis. Join Martin County in a panel of experts on Wednesday, the 31st, which is today, tonight at 6 p.m., at the Martin County Administrative Building to learn more about the issues and actions being taken to curtail the opioid crisis in Martin County.
Real serious situation, isn't it?
And it's an interactive discussion, and there's many people are going to be there, and residents are invited to participate in person or online.
John Nelson, are you with us?
I'm with you, my friend.
We are live on air, and Karen is just talking about an event that's taking place in Martin County tonight. And if you're just tuning in, I have John Nelson with Families Recover with us on air, and John's going to be sharing with us. But John, in Martin County, what is the name? What is this event, Karen? Again,
this is a town hall presented by the Martin County Human Services Division as part of the Overdose Data to Action Grant Program. It's the third annual town hall hosted by Martin County to share insights into the opioid crisis.
There you go.
And they'll have locals who are right on the front lines in Martin County, Martin County sheriffs, the fire rescue, and medical doctors, and you can obtain preventive information and participate in a Q&A session, and that's 6 p.m. tonight.
However, we have John Nelson, and he's front line, and he's with us ahead of this event that's going to be happening. Amen. When is that? That's tonight?
31st.
That's today. Were you familiar with that, John? Did you know that was going on here in Martin County tonight?
I'm pretty familiar with it. I mean, what's going to be happening is there's money from the Purdue oxycodone lawsuit. They'll be talking about how they get what portion they're going to get. Probably what's going to happen with that. Other grant money that's been done from Washington and from Tallahassee. You know, I got to give you, I have a lot of friends in law enforcement and paramedics in the hospital. You know, overdose isn't slowing down. So, you know, it's something that we need to keep on top of, and just what can we do education and prevention-wise to get it going. You know as well as I do, our law enforcement team from Palm Beach all the way to Indian River, those guys is a team of law enforcement specialists. Those guys are on top of these drug dealers. But you know what? It still gets through.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, John, I know that that you are, you know, your hands on contact, boots on the ground, as it were, working. You've not only seen some great saves, but you've also been right there when there's been some tragic losses. And what's taking place with Families Recover? Tell us about your ministry, who you are, and let's just let everybody, probably we have some new listeners today, so introduce yourself briefly, and let's get a report on where you are and what's happening.
Okay, John Nelson and Families Against Drunk Driving started about 10 years ago. We had some family stuff going on. We decided that we were going to go ahead and get a 501c3, be boots on the ground, just move in a direction that a lot of people weren't. I'm not saying that everyone's helping in that area. But there's things going on legislative, family-wise, that just was being ignored. And this is a problem that we have, social services is so undermanned and so underpaid, they cannot get to the avalanche of tragedy.
Wow.
You know, I'm hoping that's where some of the money goes to. Not that they're not doing the best they can. They are doing the best they can with what they're given. So, you know, we added familiesrecover.org probably 5 years ago when the opioids, might have been 6 years ago. I'm getting old, so forgive me. you know, we added that when the opioid and heroin hit. We started doing events with the Miami Heat and the Dolphins and golf tournaments trying to fund ourselves. And, you know my personal story. I lost my wife to this stuff. And if anyone thinks that they're immune to what's going on out there, have them call my phone number, because you know we are an impact partner. We do advertise daily on there with my personal phone number, and I'll meet with you and explain to you as to why people have to be educating themselves on the risks of opioids and or any other alcohol, drugs, blah, blah, blah. There's hope, but you know the number's still 3,000 a day dying overdose.
Tragic.
Yes.
So, John, you're busy working.
You know, God is so good. You know, rescued me from a massive heart attack. You know, Martin North saved my life. The hospitals in Tampa and Shands UF, and just so much support. You know, God's got a mission for all of us and a lot of people. And if anybody's listening and they're struggling right now, I got news for you. I had to start completely from over. You know, arrests and this and that and sleeping on the beach and taking a shower wherever I could on the streets. And today a productive member of society. But it all starts by making the decision to change your life. And when you instill God in that life, doesn't mean that everything is going to go peaches and cream. It's not. It's not in the Bible and it's not in our literature. You know, it's just manning up, suiting up and showing up.
Yeah, there you go.
You got to listen. My life didn't turn around in 2 years, 3 years, 4 years. Now, if things come back, anybody that turns their life around can have stuff.
Yeah.
But, you know, being a productive member of society and giving back to the kingdom, even the smallest thing giving back can be as easy as telling the lady at Walmart, thank you for your service.
There you go.
You know, it's trying to make yourself from being a taker to being a giver.
Yeah.
You know, and that's a big part of what we try to do to get people back on the beam. And there's plenty of help out there, but people don't stay. You know, the disciples in the Old Testament walked away from God. Read the book.
Yeah.
How many times?
Yeah.
When Jesus was praying, how many people showed up?
Yeah.
And at
right.
the end of his life, who was there?
Yeah, they showed up for the fish and chips.
We're all looking for that multitude of people to show up. And I can tell you this, and I just shared this today at my accountability group. I can't believe how big my tribe is.
Mm.
From what it was to what it is today, but it took a lot of time, and it took work.
Amen.
But there's hope. There is hope.
Amen. Amen. Well, John, you had a golf tournament sometime back, and that kind of was... that was a bit of a restart, right? How did that go, and what's going on, and what do you guys need? How can people help? And give that phone number out.
Donations are always a tough thing. We did the golf tournament finally. After 2 years, we were able to raise some dollars. We do have new relationships with a very small rehab in Santa Barbara, California. that's going to help maybe start raising some funds our way. You know, it's thank God that I work for a living. But the golf tournament was huge. You do know that a lot of the people that listened, Mr. Masters showed up with a whole team. He didn't win the $1 million. But I can tell you this much. The guy knows how to dress.
Yeah, Keith Masters knows how to dress. You're right.
Keith Masters stands out in the crowd.
Yeah, he stands. He's
but
a good brother.
It's all good. We're planning other stuff now and maybe some different avenues. I still do work full-time for a living with a and that, thank God. I don't know how much longer that'll be, but, you know, God's always, if someone's out there right now and they think that God doesn't have their back, there's not one time in my life where I was doing the right thing and getting away from that lifestyle that not all of my needs have always been met.
Amen.
My needs are always been met. It may not be what I wanted, but it was always what I needed. And if you think about them being in the desert, God was giving them a portion. Us as a people, we expect a whole lot more. So, you know, sometimes it's just enjoying the daily portion. So that's kind of where we're at.
Amen. You know, this morning, John, I was talking with a brother, and he was just he's just gone through a bit of a tunnel and coming out the other side, and he was praising God, and he said, I am so blessed to be able to have vision even when it's dark out. You know, that's one of the things God does. God gives you direction even when things are in such a mess. And I always hear you say that, John, and I want to thank you for your commitment to Jesus Christ and for your service and for your repeated availability to just come and share the word, share the message, and challenge people who may be able to be a part of someone else's problem, or maybe someone's listening and today is your day to make a decision to head in a different direction. And as you said, John, there is hope and there is help available if you choose to make that choice.
Absolutely. It comes down to a personal decision. You know, I had to go through it. You guys have heard some of my story. I definitely took the long road. But I don't, you know, today I look back and I look at my family and I look at my friends and I look at what's going on around me. It made me who I am. Now, that doesn't give me the ability or the right to keep doing the things I want to do. That's not it. You know, you still want to live that straight and narrow to the best of your ability.
Amen.
And we don't get a pat on the back for growing up.
Yeah, that's right. So that's kind of expected.
Well, and you know what comes down to, what it comes down to is that you go into a treatment center and you tell these guys, hey, listen, guys and girls, you know, you don't get a standing ovation for being a productive member of society, putting diapers on the table, blah, blah, blah. And that's what happens to a lot of us. We come out of the bottoms, you're coming back up, and all of a sudden you want someone to praise you. Well, that ain't the way it should be. You should be doing it because you want to become that person.
Yep, it's the right thing to do. And
you know, I got Silver, my sponsor, and he's like my best friend. He's an extremely important person to me. And he's going through it right now with some stuff. But he told me a long time ago when I got out of the Martin County Jail, because I was that guy that called on a restraining order when they told you not to. Well, I did. If you're on a restraining order, please don't make that call, because you're going to go to jail.
Yeah.
So, and I deserved that. But when I got out, he said these words. He said, John, your homework, because you're such a boastful, outgoing guy, you're going to go help people, you're going to do kind things, and you don't get to tell nobody. Don't tell nobody. And I challenge anybody to simply try that.
Yeah.
We want that recognition. And it's fine, but the more you do it, you can't outgive God.
There you go. John, we're going to have to move on with the show, but I want you to pray, as I always ask you to do, for people who know someone, maybe you are that one, that needs to make a decision to allow God to start a new beginning today. Lead us in that prayer, John.
I got you. Father, we just thank you so much for the radio station and everybody that helps keep it alive. We're just so thankful for all the people that are going to meet tonight and talk about a solution.
Amen.
To the problems that's going on out there. And for that person that's out there right now on the fence that's already pouring a glass of wine or whatever, make that phone call. Make that decision. God's waiting for you.
Amen.
And another thing, God, is we just know that there's a whole lot of family out there waiting as well.
Yes.
We just lift all that up in Jesus' name.
Jesus.
Amen.
John, give your contact information again, please.
You got it. John at familiesrecovered.org, or you can always get a hold of me at 772-285-5828.
John, we love you.
Love you, too.
Promise me you'll stay in touch.
Absolutely.
Let's keep the lights on for Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Blessings. Thanks for joining us today. You are listening to Wednesday Live. This is WCNO in Palm City, Florida. And we are kind of at the bottom of the hour, moving into the second half of our time. And Karen, we have some guests that showed up.
Yes, they just snuck right in.
But it is not their first time here. Right. So they're not first time guests. In fact, Paula, longtime friend, you've been visibly involved in ministry in our community for a lot of years, and you have brought along a friend. I believe it's Valerie. Valerie, welcome you. Paula, you pull your mic up, greet everyone, and let's see if everything's on so we can get the word out.
Hello, everyone. I am greeting you.
Paula's greeting you.
And Valerie is here, too.
Valerie is here as well. And tell us the great work that you're involved in. And I know you have a mission that's kind of timely. And it's something that's going to give some people an opportunity to make a difference in a lot of people's lives. So tell us about Operation Christmas Child.
Well, first of all, Jonathan, I want to thank you for allowing us to be able to come in and share with the community. It's to participate. And I'll encourage them to participate in the Operation Christmas Child. I have an updated one of the countries to share with you that it's just really amazing. And I had to even look up where it was at because I couldn't figure out how to say the name. And it's off the Ivory Coast of Africa.
Okay.
Last year, an Operation Christmas Child team in Cote d'Ivoire, and if you come there, please forgive me because I mispronounced, began praying for the people of nearby island Verde Aco, which is off of the Ivory Coast there. And it was known as a hangout for criminals and a haven for the occult practices and idol worship. A local congregation there had three times tried to start a church in this poverty-plagued island, and they were very unsuccessful. But God gave us faith to believe that sharing gifts with children, we could find a breakthrough. And that was one of the ministry partners there.
Mm.
The chief of the island gave permission for a festive outreach event to be held, and 150 boys and girls attended, and many of them heard the gospel for the first time.
Mm.
The next week, 64 of the children that enrolled in the Greatest Journey and had received a shoebox started a 12-lesson discipleship course and learned more about Jesus, how to share him with others, and how to live for him. Parents and grandparents and friends attended a graduation ceremony for the students that received a certificate and a Bible. We are so thankful to the Lord, this man said, to have this breakthrough. The ministry part said now, 1 year later, we have built a shelter to use as a church.
Wow.
Where 27 adults and 91 children are coming regularly.
Whew.
Operation Christmas Child has been a wonderful blessing. Give us the opportunity to reach the children. The Bible tells us in Matthew 21:22, whatever things you ask in prayer, believing, you will receive.
Amen.
And I use that. Normally I come on with stories about children that when they open their boxes and all.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. But this shows the ministry of Operation Christmas Child. It's not just a shoebox. It's Jesus.
So over a 1 year period of time where church, three failed attempts, 27 adults now, 91 children are being ministered to, and God used the shoeboxes really to touch the hearts and open the doors. That is beautiful.
And it's going on still. It's just amazing, even this time of COVID.
This has got to be one of the greatest investments that a person can make. Mm-hmm. You know, I talk about that with CareNet because I'm, you know, we are so supportive mm-hmm. of life.
Yeah.
And now we're talking about young lives mm-hmm. and talking about reaching them that we do not have opportunity to do in so many other avenues. And this is such a great door of opportunity.
Yeah, and it's encouraging because those children tell their parents or someone in their family,
sure.
and they are coming to know Christ. So
it's family ministry. It's not just children's ministry. It's family ministry.
It's cool. There's 150 countries that we go into.
Okay.
And then we have 10 contributing countries: Australia, Austria, Canada, Finland, Germany, New Zealand, Spain, Switzerland, the United Kingdom, and us. And we are known as the U.S. at this time. And
careful.
All right. I'm sorry.
One nation under God still,
yes,
thank
yes,
God.
Yes, praise God. So I just, and I want to encourage the viewers, if you have a TV, you can go to see more testimonies if you just go to Samaritan's Purse videos and put that on your TV, and they'll pop up, and you'll get everything from testimonial stories to how to pack a shoebox.
You're talking about smart TV or your smartphone or whatever?
No, I'm talking about my TV, which is not smart.
Your TV? Well, it must be pretty smart.
It's through YouTube, I think.
Through YouTube. Okay. Good deal. Good deal. But the point is, there are videos that could be used as introduction to your Sunday school class, to your Bible study group, to a Wednesday night gathering, to a Sunday morning. There are videos that could be caught and they could be shared to promote this message to your congregation. If you're a pastor listening today, or maybe a women's ministries director, a men's ministries director, whatever, this is for the entire body of Christ to have opportunity to get involved.
Amen. Now, Valerie is going to be sharing more with how you can get involved through the packing of a shoebox.
Okay. Excellent. Okay. Excellent.
First of all, I'd like to tell you...
Welcome, Valerie, again.
Thank you so much. I love to be here.
So nice to have you back. Is this number two or your third time here?
The second time here.
Second time. Okay. Welcome.
Okay. And I'm going to tell you what goes into a simple shoebox gift. Of course, it's prayer for the child that's going to receive it. Then we put in some hygiene items, some school supplies, some fun items, some toys, all new, nothing breakable, no liquids, no food, no candy. And we do this for girls or a boy, 2 to 4, 5 to 9, 10 to 14, or the ages of the shoeboxes. And of course, let's put in a personal note to tell the child that's receiving this shoebox that you love them and that God loves them too, and they're special. Now, what comes out of this shoebox? Of course, when they open it, smiles and excitement, a gospel message, salvation, hope, love, and prayers that you have put in this box, passion and discipleship in Jesus, and new churches being planted all over the world. Evangelism, discipleship, and multiplication. That's what Operation Christmas Child is. And I would like to give you, as Church Relations Coordinator, a very special opportunity to come and join us at two events that's being here on the Treasure Coast. So join us to learn more about how you and your church can participate in Operation Christmas Child. It's a ministry of Samaritan's Purse. Help children learn about the saving grace of Jesus Christ through a simple shoebox. At these events, we are going to be discussing a few things here. just a few things that I've got written down here. How to effectively promote Operation Christmas Child in your church or group. How to engage your pastor in the ministry. How to equip your church to provide the $10 donation for each box. How to pack a shoebox online. How to find resources you need on this special project leader page for you. And then we're going to show a video about the urgency of the gospel. And it's a real tearjerker. It's just wonderful. So, how can you participate? If you are, you can either join on either one of these two project leader workshops that we're going to be hosting. If you're in the North County, Martin or St. Lucie County, join us for information, fun, and smiles on Saturday, September the 10th from 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. at Cornerstone Baptist Church, 1450 Southwest Broadview Street, Port St. Lucie, Florida, 34983. That's right off of Crosstown Parkway. Or in Palm Beach County, we're going to have another project leader workshop on Saturday, September the 24th from 2 o'clock to 4 o'clock in the afternoon at Connect Church, Royal Palm Beach, and that is 10701 Okeechobee Boulevard, West Palm Beach. And for more information, I would like to personally give you my email address to email me if you'd like to learn more about it, or just need to know the address again or the times again. My email address is theoakasint@aol.com. That's me, Valerie Johnson. So come and hear some great ideas to help you and your church family participate in Operation Christmas Child's. Times for learning, laughter, fellowship. And at the conclusion of the training, we are going to be distributing empty shoeboxes, printed shoeboxes, to your church that your church can fill up. We look forward to spending time with you and the ministry. And, you know, bring somebody with you, somebody that can minister with you and also share this wonderful, wonderful, precious ministry of Operation Christmas Child with you.
Excellent.
As Valerie was talking, the Lord just gave me a vision of a reminder of how important those shoeboxes are. And I just want to tell you the story. I'll try not to cry. There was a distribution in India, I think it was in India. And everybody was receiving shoeboxes and having fun and smiling. And there was this one little boy was just off on the side. He didn't even open his shoebox. Well, one of the volunteers there went over by him and found out that he had just, his parents, his family, his grandmother, and everybody had been killed. So the young man asked him, he said, well, what do you want in your box? And he said, a new family. So they opened it up and they went through the box, and these people had put a picture and their address on the back. And so the volunteer took the address and wrote it down. And when he came back to the States, and he lived in Texas, he contacted the family that lives in Utah, only to find out that they are looking to adopt a child from another country.
Oh, my.
And they ended up adopting him. So, in fact, he did get a family in a box.
Hmm. Wow.
Yeah, it gives me shivers.
Amazing.
Oh, praise God. Praise God. That is really awesome. It's really awesome. How many years has this ministry been going? I know a number of years.
I think it started 1994.
Okay.
And I know I've been with it 16 or 17 years.
So it's I mean, just think about the lives that are changed and the communities that have been impacted and families that have been saved. This is tremendous ministry. So again, if you are a pastor's wife, maybe you are a group leader in your church, a small group leader, maybe a women's ministry leader, men's ministry leader, Bible study leader, this would be a great project if your church families do not currently participate. This is a way to bring people to Jesus, and it is a most inexpensive way to bring people to Jesus Christ, and it works. It's been working year after year. Lives are being changed. One more time, give your email. Okay. Let's give that out again, the contact information, and maybe we should give the information about those two locations where people can go for training.
Okay. Well, my email is theoaksint@aol.com. That's if you need to find out any more information, and I will answer you back right away, because this is Project Leader Workshop time, and we need to get all these people in and educated about the ministry and get them working with the Ministry of Operation Christmas Child and getting the shoeboxes out so these children can learn about Jesus Christ. The areas that we're going to have the Project Leader Workshops at is on September the 10th in Port St. Lucie from 3 o'clock to 5 o'clock p.m. at Cornerstone Baptist Church, 1450 Southwest Broadview Street, Port St. Lucie, and in Palm Beach County on September the 24th from 2 o'clock to 4 o'clock is at Connect Church, Royal Palm Beach, 10701 Okeechobee Boulevard in West Palm Beach. And come and bring a friend, because we're going to have lots of fun and lots of laughter. Little bit of treats also, special gifts for you.
Amen. Well, Paula, you've been doing this a long while, and so you've been getting a lot of seed out there to touch people's lives, and that's awesome. Valerie, it's always great to have you with us as well.
10 years now this year.
Ten years. That's awesome. That's awesome. Karen, have you got involved yet in this?
I have not, and I, as Paula was coming in, I'm like, oh boy.
Yeah, because
I think I had said last year that I would get involved in it, and I have not yet.
There's time.
We're going to get you a box or two.
There's time.
I know. You know, and I was just thinking that, I mean, wouldn't it be great to just have a group of kids, maybe your neighborhood kids, that don't even know Jesus, to gather them together and, you know, go and pick out things from the store.
Go take them shopping.
Take them shopping and, you know, give them the whole picture that these boxes are going overseas somewhere. And the kids don't even have to know Jesus. Just I know Mary Williams ministers in her neighborhood. Mm-hmm. She's got several mm-hmm. children. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking that would be a great thing for them to be able to look towards others and, you know, not just be thinking about their own selves.
Teach his children how to share.
That's right. And
that brings a question to mind. Do these boxes only go overseas, or do they also go to communities in the States? How is that?
Yeah, they really don't go to communities in the States, because there's...
So it's a mission.
Missions.
It's a mission
but
project.
But now they do go to sometimes into the areas where the Indians are.
I see, the reservations.
The reservations,
perhaps.
Yeah. Okay. I couldn't remember what it was called.
Excellent. Well, that is tremendous. And so, Karen, you just really made a point that this is a coming to Jesus moment. How many times do we hear something and we think, boy, I'd like to be a part of that? Then we just get busy. Doing a lot of other things. I know we filled some suitcases with shoes, right? Just a while back, and they went overseas. And the testimony that came back was just so powerful. And we are desiring to do more and more of this as a station to encourage people, let you know how you can get involved, and encourage you to get involved. And so these dates are very important. I know there are going to be some other strategic dates that will come along. So, Paula, I sure hope you'll plan to come back and be with us again.
I look forward to it. I really do.
And where is that husband of yours? I miss him.
I don't know what he's doing.
Now, if you ask my wife, she might say the same thing. She might say, well, check the radio, you know, maybe. But anyhow, your family is a delight. You've been in the community a lot of years. And to continue to call us to be effective for Jesus Christ. The number of Christians that I've met that say, I've never been used of God to bring somebody to Jesus. That is a huge number of Christians. Or those who would say, I wish I knew how to do something that could definitely influence somebody to come to Christ.
A simple shoebox.
Simple shoebox. Yeah. It might seem too simple, but it's not. Mm-hmm. Write that down. Put it on your calendar. Get these dates written down. And if you don't get them down, maybe these ladies will leave us something. So if you call the radio station, we can get you the information. So this is a delight. Karen, we just have a few moments left. And we are going to play a song that I try to work into basically almost every Wednesday Live. And it's simply entitled Revival, because this is what God is calling us to. Is to revival in our nation. Let's go to the song. We'll come back, and I'm going to ask that Paula lead us in a closing time of prayer as the Lord touches people's hearts today and raises up that team across our region that's going to see a great harvest. People are ready. Jesus said, don't put it off. Now, that's my translation, but he said, don't put it off. Don't say, you know, 3, 4, 5, 6 more months. No, harvest is ready now. Look on the fields. We'll be right back.
Only you can heal our land. And only you can make things right. Come chase our wandering hearts, these prodigals we are. Don't wait, don't wait. Open up the heavens, pour out your presence. We wanna see revival. Only you make darkness shake.
lights ablaze. We wanna see people changed. We wanna see revival, revival. We wanna see mercy win, the hopeless to hope again.